Right, big story yesterday, of course, is the supposed breakthrough in the Senzo Meyiwa case. Five suspects are due to appear in court today, and their bail application should provide answers around who these people were. You'll remember, of course, after 6 years, the case has not yet been cracked, not fully. The family, in frustration, had to turn to AfriForum's private prosecution unit to help them assist in this matter. They have called the case an assassination and not a robbery gone wrong, as previously understood. The man who heads that prosecution's unit for Africa, for AfriForum, is Advocate Kheri Nel, and he joins us now on the line. A very good morning to you and welcome to our program.
Good morning, Bongani.
So it's been understood for a long time that this was a robbery gone wrong. We've had assurances from the minister who said there's good progress on this case. He now claims this latest breakthrough makes it watertight. Why should we believe him this time?
Well, Bongani, let me just say we have to compliment the police. I think this is a huge step in the investigation, and you're correct. You know, in the past, there were lots of announcements of imminent arrest, and we just thought that that's not funded in what we knew and the evidence we had. But we had a briefing by the investigating team and police management. We sat down with them. They briefed us on the available facts, especially as far as the past accused are concerned. And we agree with General Sotoli that there's a fairly strong case against these five people. You know, Bongani, one of the very positive aspects is that they convinced, and I share their views, that the person that pulled the trigger will be appearing in court this morning. But that's not the end of it. I said last night, and I repeat it here, that this was a contract killing or assassination or a hit, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not a bungled robbery. So what that then means is that there's the mastermind outside. There's somebody that...
Well, yeah. Yeah. Somebody has to order a hit, right? Someone has to order a hit and pay for it.
Indeed. And that's the evidence. So we're saying that the criticism at the moment, that person should be addressed. You know, Bongani, and I had a briefing by the team. They've done lots of work in this regard. So... having seen what they have and thinking of how one should approach a prosecution of this nature, I do believe that we will see arrest soon. Otherwise, we will do what we have to do.
So tell me, Advocate Nel, based on what you have seen, are any of the suspects linked to the people who were at the house when the murder took place?
Bongani, since last night, I've had lots of questions trying to identify the mastermind. You know, it's 2 hours from now, then they'll appear. I wouldn't want to do anything that would prejudice the investigation. Bongani, you know, if they appear today in court, lots of people will understand it more. Lots of people will then agree with us that we're dealing with the contract killing and a hit. And I hope that more people would put pressure on the South African Police Service and the National Prosecuting Authority to address the mastermind.
We've known, of course, as I said earlier, that there have been bungles as far as this case is concerned. I spoke last week to one of Senzo Meyiwa's cousins, Siyabonga Mia, who said that information had been made, had been provided to the investigators. Information that they had as a family had been ignored. They were picking up bits and pieces from media reports, and that all along the family has been dissatisfied with the conduct of this investigation. We know they turned to you as AfriForum to assist in this matter. What has your involvement been in terms of getting to this stage?
You know, Bongani, we were flabbergasted when we met with the family in late November, December last year, and to realize that they haven't had any meaningful status report from the police as far as the investigation is concerned. That was 5 years after the event. So we got involved. And the first thing we did, not the first thing, but one of the main things we did is we engaged with the National Prosecuting Authority. We indicated to them that we were dissatisfied with the attention the matter received at the Johannesburg office. Advocate Shamila Batoy then moved the matter to the Pretoria office. And there was a new set of prosecutors with a renewed focus. We did exactly the same. with the police investigation. The police team met with us in January 2020. Immediately after that meeting, we wrote a letter to the commissioner and the minister of police saying that team, the composition of that team is not conducive to solving this matter. The team was changed. And I think since then, we had a good cooperation. We had good cooperation with the police.
Yeah.
We shared information with them. They shared with us. So, and then, Bongani, you know, investigation is a strange kind of thing. Sometimes you have to get lucky. Sometimes something happens. There's a breakthrough. That breakthrough leads to other breakthroughs. So I've had a briefing, and I think it's a real interesting way that this all unfolds.
Of course, you would have loved to prosecute this case, but it's now going to be up to the NPA to pursue it. Do you think that had you not been involved, we would be here?
You know, if I say yes, people will say he's so arrogant, the man. Let me rather say that I think we should compliment the police for saying that they did well. And what we will do going forward is that we will still support the Miwa family. We're going to court this morning with Sofiso, and we will be a watching brief in this case, and we will definitely follow the trial step by step. You know, Bongani, it's a huge task to arrest people, but that's only the first step. The major step is the prosecution to ensure that people are convicted, and we will play a role going forward as far as that is concerned.
All right, Advocate Henny Nell, Head of Private Prosecutions Unit at AfriForum. We thank you for your time. Is right. You may remember Zamoko Hlembata, a dreadlocked man, 27 years old, wrongfully arrested days after the Meiwa murder took place, really simply because he just looked like one of the people that had been described as having been involved in this crime. He was, of course, released and is currently suing the police. We're going to wait and see. There may or may not be a link to the people who were at the house on that fateful night. It's just a matter of hours, says Geri Nell.